But be very, very slow as you hand over that responsibility. Be very, very slow to give people titles. Give people responsibility, but titles is a different thing. Responsibility can be adjusted, but titles are very, very hard to remove. In these final few videos, we're going to talk about what it looks like to prepare your team for launch. So having spoken about building your partners, financial, prayer, and the team itself, we're going to talk about the pre-launch leading up. Your goal with pre-launch is to build a team with shared DNA that is large enough with enough momentum to begin to see the vision that you've been working on for so long articulated and bear fruit. That's the goal.
The three sections that we're going to talk through are between the time of your first meeting up until 3 months prior to your soft launch, and then from there, from that point through to soft launch, and then from soft launch through to your public launch. And as we talk about each of these, it's worth saying that what sits underneath all of this planning is prayer and partnership. And so this is preparation time. It's not just for you and your team, but also your partners that you have built along the way, prayer, financial, and planting partners. So we'll start with the first meeting, which is 3 months prior to soft launch. How long should that period be?
Well, let's assume you've got 3 to 6 months. Sometimes you've got less, that's less than ideal, but let's assume you've got about 3 to 6 months as you're building your launch team. You're meeting them, you're doing regular kind of training sessions, you're adding to your number over that 3 to 6 months. And the key focus in this time is on bedding the theological convictions that your church is going to be grounded on. So you're teaching about that, building a shared vision and values with that as well. So you'll have in your head a whole bunch of this stuff, but you're bringing people into that discussion as well and helping people see the outcomes that you're trying to nurture in your church. What are the biblical values that you want to see within people and in the community as a whole? So following this, you're beginning to sketch out with people the key pathways and the activities, the things that your church will do when it actually launches.
Mm. And so generally, people come to launch teams from slightly different backgrounds. Even if a number of them have come from the one church, they will still differ. So how do we balance convictions and holding to them, not wanting to budge on them, but helping people be part of starting something new?
This process is about building a shared DNA, and the amount of flexibility you have as you do that does depend on the church planning model you're using. So, for example, if you're planning a multi-site campus, the DNA is pretty much set from the campus you're planning. There's going to be some contextual changes, but the DNA really is already set. So you're inviting people into an existing DNA. If you're a parachute plan, you've got a huge amount more room to build that from the ground up. And so you can invite people in different ways. But whichever context it is, whichever model it is, you want to be open to and you want to be seeking out, having that robust discussion with the launch team that you're building. Your goal is to bring them in and onto the same page. That's the goal. If you don't have cohesion as a launch team, it's very, very hard to build momentum as you launch. Hard to gain traction. It's hard to course correct later if you're not on the same page with those core things from the start. So use that time to dig into those fundamental things which will shape not just your launch, but your church for the years to come.
Mm. And in a later video, we'll talk about how to develop your team and embed that DNA. But right now, we're going to talk about that period between 3 months and the soft launch.
Yep. Okay. So at this point, you want to start locking in some of the key elements of your plumbing. We spoke about poetry and plumbing. These are the kind of, these are those things that the structures that implement the vision. That is, what are your main gatherings going to look like? Identifying key leaders within the team, what your teams are going to be around those outcomes, the key purposes you've identified. The assumption in this period is that the things that you've worked on and decided about beforehand, well, they're going to be laid down and discussed about how it is you implement those things. How do you build those things? People are getting the DNA. They understand where you're heading. They've got a framework within which to make decisions and lead others towards. Mm. And all that work beforehand is key to multiplying yourself now. Other people understand where you're going. Other people get the DNA. They get the values. You don't have to make all the decisions at this point. In fact, you're inviting other people to make decisions. So this is really key to handing over responsibility at this point. But be very, very slow as you hand over that responsibility. Be very, very slow to give people titles. Give people responsibility, but titles is a different thing. Responsibility can be adjusted, but titles are very, very hard to remove. and they can cause unnecessary conflict and issues. So hold off on doing that until you've got a better picture post-launch of what titles you might need within that space.
What's an example of giving a title too soon?
Oh, well, in a Prezi context, for example, the most obvious one is elders. So just not appointing people to that. You're moving towards that, but within that. So any of those formal, well, look, Sunday director.
Yeah.
Let's do that one as well. It was pretty high, but Sunday director.
When you're at 40 people.
That's exactly right. Because it'll change. That role will change. And who make the makeup of the church in 12 months' time might be different. Yeah. As soon as you give that title, they see themselves in a different way. You can give someone the responsibility and the job description there without actually handing some official title to get it done. So you just need to be careful about that.
Yeah. All right. So again, a key part that we've touched on is building teams around your purpose area, and we're going to come back to this in a later video. For now, let's talk about that period from soft launch through to public launch.
So what we're talking about here, we're talking about dress rehearsal, let you know, that matinee kind of thing, before the doors fully open. The purpose of this is to iron out the kinks. That's what you're trying to do in preparation for that public launch. You're building excitement, you're building momentum. Often it's around a 4 to 6 week period of a soft launch to get a good kind of feel for what works, how the venue works, how do people find you, where do you put signs, what does it look like for new people to come? Because some new people will come during that phase, and to give yourself time to kind of course correct in there.
Yeah. And so, do you open it to those who haven't been part of the launch team? You kind of said matinee. Are others invited to come and watch? How does it work?
Yeah, watch is an interesting word. It's a good distinction there, isn't it? Because you're inviting people into a purpose, community, mission, church. So you are inviting other people in. Not necessarily for a sticky beak. You know, not just, you know, someone is already at another church and they just want to have a look at what you're doing. That's not the point. But you do want to invite new people who you're saying to come and join us on this mission, because it will run like a normal Sunday, but you're saying things from the front, like, you know, this is where we haven't launched yet. We're publicly launching in 4 weeks. We're still ironing out the kinks. It's kind of still under construction. Yeah. But you do want to invite people in at that point.
Yeah. Okay. So there might be some new people there, which means that all that plumbing that you've been working on, that we've been talking about, how to welcome people in, your integration processes, helping people come into the life of church, those things are really going to get a workout in this matinee, in this soft launch. And so it's a great opportunity to kind of iron out the kinks. It won't be smooth, and that is okay, but a good opportunity to kind of iron those glitches out. So let's talk quickly about the final point, public launch.
Okay, so this is the big celebration. This is the moment that you've been working towards, answer to so much prayer, the culmination of so much hard work you and the team have put in, the investment of a whole bunch of people financially and prayerfully investing in your church. Huge thanks for what God has done here, and also a nod to what hopefully he will do through the church in seeing people become Christians. So that's what we're doing. This is a big public celebration, this launch. Now, just a couple of words of caution here. First one is, you can change the public launch day once, but to do it twice is very, very hard. Very hard. Once you publicly announce that date as well, nearly impossible to change. And you want to be really careful about doing it. So carefully consider that date of public launch. If you need a few more weeks soft launch, if you think, you know, it's not there, then set the soft launch longer. It's okay to hold off and get that public launch right. Studies have shown that getting that public launch right and making a lot of noise there does help the strength and health of your church later on. Yeah. Secondly, you just want to consider the timing of your public launch. You want to launch at a time when people within your area, you're going to catch the most of them. So when are people around? How are people feeling? When might Christians be moving to the area? When might people be asking questions, looking for a new church, or thinking about what it looks like to engage with God? When might non-Christians be open to coming out and asking us questions? Now, that's the work you'll hopefully have done to understand the area you're in. So, for example, sometimes it's, you know, that February, March time that you want to launch. February, as people are moving into the soft launch before that, so people know Christians moving in can join you on that. But just be aware that that public launch does affect the size of your launch team. So that's the overview of thinking through preparing your launch team. Oh, thank you very much. That was really smooth, that one.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about half an hour? Still, you still confident we're going to get through in half an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right. Just been tensing the whole time.
Mm. Yeah, I can see. Every now and then I can hear a little sniff.
No, no sniff. I did well, people.
I think you got
into it. We're not saying you didn't do well. Just saying there's moments of lack of control. Don't worry about that, don't worry about that quote. Done. So, for example, if you're in a multi-site context, so don't look. Okay, I want to look at you.
Yeah, I might not look at you.
I got through a sentence then.
He's crying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.